The Fuck Machine, an Arthur Merlin fanfic by Lola Feist, read by Sophonisba. Rated NC-17 for porn. "You're actually doing it?" Leon asks, laughing so hard it makes the line go fuzzy. Arthur's friends are dickheads. He pulls his phone away from his ear and scowls at it. "Shut up! Yes, it's an entire month's rent." "Yeah, but it's your arse, too." "So? I'm man enough to take it up the arse." "From a sex machine? Shut up! Yes!" Over the span of the next 2 days, Arthur has plenty of time to get used to the idea of a sex machine. It's really just a dildo attached to some kind of piston that makes it go in and out. No big deal. It's not like he'll be fucked by a giant robot. He showers in the morning and at night, gets his fingers slick with shampoo, and shoves them into his arsehole. It's not like he's never done that before. He even had a girlfriend who used to sneak a shocking little pinky into his bum when she blew him. The fucking problem is the skinny twink dressed like a wizard. That part is weird. "If you could just sign here, and there, and initial there," the guy says, handing Arthur a clipboard with the release. "And I'll take your lab reports. Thank you." Arthur signs, but he can't stop glancing up at the stupid blue robes. "I'm sorry, but... why are you dressed like that?" The man, boy, wizard person glances down and turns a pale shade of pink. "Oh, we're doing a themed DVD this time. Medieval sex torture." Arthur isn't sure what's more horrifying. It's either the we part or the torture part. He stares. Really, it's just a fetish thing. Seriously, the dungeon is cardboard. I painted it myself. Low-budget special effects and whatnot. You're Arthur Pendragon, right? Age 22, university student, and here for Arse Machine Boys Volume 9? Right, I am. Right. Yes, the sex machine. Arthur clears his throat. Fucking. I'm not making a porno. It is rather a porno. I mean, if we're being literal here. But no, we're not fucking. I'm Merlin, the production assistant, photographer, etc. I'll be on camera helping you get started, and stopped, so I have to wear a costume. Couldn't you have found a medieval torturer costume? Not on our budget, Merlin says, grinning. Merlin leads him out of the reception room and down the hall. It's a pretty standard, boring-looking building that seems like it could have been an insurance agency or a real estate office. It probably was, Arthur figures, before the production studio moved in. There are even framed motivational posters on the walls, as if the former tenants left them behind. Though nothing, Arthur notes, is particularly motivational when you're walking toward a cardboard torture chamber. Unless you count a kitten on a rope and the cheerful statement, "Hang in there." "Right then," Merlin says, leading him to a black leather massage table. "I'll get Greta." Greta, it turns out, is a bright red silicon dildo attached to a highly ridiculous machine that looks like the zombie love child of a chainsaw and a windmill. Merlin wheels it on a cart and locks down the wheels to position it at the end of the table. "She's our beginner model," he says affectionately, patting the gears. The dildo bobs, waving at Arthur like an accusing finger. "Oh," Arthur says. "I see. You start out naked. No foreplay or anything with these videos. Once we start, it'll be a lot of close-ups, and you'll tell me if it gets too warm, and we can slow down or use more lubrication. But for the most part, it'll be like a really long, massage. Arse massage. More or less. If you get hard and you think you can come, we'll get a money shot. Like the paperwork said, that's a bonus, but honestly, don't freak out if you don't get hard. Most guys are a little intimidated by these things." "By the sex machines." "Yes, you're on the ball." Merlin grins brightly, so cheerful about the whole affair, it's vaguely dizzying. "Do I bend over?" No, I'll have you on your back. Handy stirrup, see?" Merlin says, flipping two spindly metal stirrups out from underneath the table. The heel pads are lined in crushed velvet. "So basically, you just relax. If you really want. I mean, if you're getting into it, I can tie you up. But usually we do that with the regulars. Headliners, you know. Headliners, Arthur repeats numbly. Oh, sure. Merlin produces a DVD from the shelves on the wall behind his tripod. See? This guy, Gwayne, he has a whole series where he gets it from both ends. Arthur stares at the DVD cover, where a naked guy is holding his erection and aiming it at the camera while enthusiastically angling his mouth at a big black dildo. His nipples are huge. I know, right? Merlin puts the DVD down. Anyway, questions? Do you have water? Oh, yeah, one sec. Merlin opens a mini fridge under his desk and produces bottled water. He hands it to Arthur and steps back, shifting from foot to foot and stretching. He's a tall guy, and probably skinny under his robes. They hang on him like a coat on a coat rack. Arthur finishes the whole bottle. Did you follow the hair removal guidelines? Merlin asks. Arthur nearly chokes and screws the cap back onto the empty bottle for something to do. Yes, I shaved. Hard to reach, right? It was. Arthur looks at the contraption. Have you done, you know, the arse machines? Oh, yeah, I use them all first. Wouldn't really be fair otherwise. It really helps with the calibration to get a feel yourself. You know, those guys at Sex Machine Planet get theirs from Taiwan, and they're really not quality machines. It's a shame. Merlin pauses. Oh, did you mean shaving? I guess I meant all of the above, Arthur says, gesturing around the room vaguely. I get kind of excited about this stuff, Merlin says, smiling sheepishly. Not like that, though. Wow, I must sound like a total creeper. I mean, it's not unexciting, but I promise, everything is above board around here. Top-notch equipment, professionalism, all that. The machines. I get excited about the machines. Go team engineering degree. Hard at work. Hard, Arthur repeats, snickering. Merlin stares at him blankly for a beat before he seems to get it and laughs. The goofy, quiet sound of his laughter diffuses some of the tension bordering on terror in Arthur's belly. Do I just take my clothes off then? Yep. Here's the thing. You can lube yourself up, or I can help you after you get on the table. It's really up to you. I have gloves and all that. I know how to do it, I'm pretty sure. I just use a lot, right? Arthur asks, studying Greta. A lot would be wise. And I'll get the dildo slick, of course. And we can always improvise as you go. Arthur toes his trainers off and undresses as quickly as he can, while Merlin looks away and fiddles with the buttons on his video camera. Once Arthur is naked, he's definitely not hard, but the hair all over his body stands at attention. So where was that, lube? Merlin hands him a white tube. Rear entry? Arthur asks, reading the label. Creative. Descriptive. Some of the anal-specific lubricants are too thick. They get frothy, which looks kind of nasty on camera. That one's good, though. It's all about the viscosity. Are you really an engineer? Almost. I'm on a brief hiatus from my academic career. Merlin looks at him. So, I don't want to micromanage, but the lube goes in your arse. Right, yes. Arthur pushes the pump down, and it spits a solid dollop of cold lube on his fingers, and he thinks he might pass out. So ultimately, it isn't so much that he wants Merlin to finger him as much as he really needs to lie down. Actually, you better do it. You know what you're doing, he says, climbing onto the table awkwardly. The leather is cold. All right. Merlin pulls an iPod out of his pocket and sets it on a little dock on his desk. He fools with it until Florence and the machine starts playing quietly. He snaps on some bright blue gloves and pries the rear entry out of Arthur's clenched fingers. So, he says, drawing the word out, you seem tense. A little, Arthur admits. Most guys, how do I put this delicately? They, carry some of that tension in their muscles. Feet up here, there you go. Scoot your arse down to the edge, there. Anyway, try to stop clenching, everything. Arthur looks at a round water stain on the ceiling and nods. Is there a trick to that? Usually I'm in the shower, not all the time, you know. Washing. Merlin laughs again and applies gentle pressure to the insides of Arthur's knees to encourage him to spread them. Arthur, you're about to get fucked by a sex machine. I'm not going to judge you for finger fucking yourself in the shower. It's not going to hurt, right? Not at all. You're going to feel my fingers now, okay? Breathe out. Arthur breathes out, and Merlin's slick fingers slide in. It's a shockingly simple affair. His body fights them slightly, but it doesn't feel painful or even really unpleasant as much as, well, it feels like fingers in his arse. So, you're a student, Merlin says, working his fingers in and out. What are you studying? Marketing. Oh, that's nice. We could use some of your expertise. We're competing with the big production studios out of LA and Hungary, you know? They've got huge investors, and we're basically like the indie version of fuck machines. We use real amateurs. I mean, obviously, you know. Arthur groans, his palms going sweaty. Can I touch myself? Yeah, mate, sure. This is a judgment-free zone, okay? Whatever helps you relax, with the exception of illegal drugs or alcohol, of course. You're easing up really nicely. I'm almost done. Great, Arthur grits out, grasping his prick and yanking on it as it fills. He's got half a chub now, just enough to start sliding his foreskin like dry lips over his cockhead. Yeah, great. When he looks down at his body, Merlin is watching him, his mouth hanging open. It's a nice mouth, even if he looks a little fish-like, just gaping at him. What? Arthur asks. Nothing. No, I'm almost done. You're cute. Sorry, Merlin says, shaking his head and flushing. Jeez, sorry. Carry on. Arthur's erection flags considerably when Merlin drags his fingers away and starts using them to make Greta's big red dick shiny with the rear entry. He swallows thickly. It's clean, by the way. They're all disinfected thoroughly before use. I mean, after use. Both. Arthur ignores him and tugs on his bollocks. They feel strange under his fingers without any hair on them, more like knee skin. But they're more sensitive, too. A mouth would feel great on them just about now. Maybe Merlin's mouth, his plush, warm bottom lip dragging over the skin. That'd be good. Then Merlin fires up Greta, and the gears give a hiss, and Arthur nearly jumps out of his skin, all nice thoughts of getting his bollocks sucked on shot right to hell. They both laugh. Sorry, Merlin says. She gives a little kick sometimes, but I promise she's a smooth ride. I'm going to adjust things now, and you'll just feel the tip against your anus, and then I'll put it on the slowest setting, and it'll start to fuck you. Arthur sobers. Right. Right. I'm going to turn the camera on. Try not to look at it. Just act natural. Feel whatever you feel. If you want to be loud, be loud. If you want to beat off, beat off. It's very natural. Except for the dungeon walls. Merlin looks around, as if noticing the crudely painted stones for the first time. He cringes. Yes, except for those. He gives a soft sigh, as if his artistic integrity as a pornographer has been grossly compromised. And you'll be in it, helping me? Arthur tries not to sound slightly desperate about this, and fails. Oh, absolutely. This isn't a remote-controlled model, so I have to shut it off manually. I'll stay right here, Merlin says, turning off the music. That's it then? Pretty much. Oh, speeds. Greta can really get humming. When it's enough, just tell me, and I'll stop it at that speed. And if it's too much, same goes. If you say stop, I stop, all right? So, if you get off on that kind of thing, save it. Which kind of thing? Arthur asks, overwhelmed. Masochism, and Merlin trails off, snorting. Okay, so clearly not you. Everything clear? Arthur looks at his prick, which has now retreated to a soft state in his fingers. He feels a little wistful about it. For a moment there, it seemed like he'd be able to look somewhat majestic, the way Gwen the porn star looked on the cover of Fuck Machine Bonanza, or whatever that was. Yep, let's do this. Good attitude. Rolling, Merlin says, anticlimactically pressing a small silver button on his camera. There are no bright lights or buzzing noises. Just a tiny red indicator that the camera is now recording. Arthur Pendragon, featuring Greta, take one and only, Merlin says. Oh, and I can edit in post, so don't worry about anything. He positions himself on the far side of the table from the camera, focusing intently on moving the shiny red dildo with a slow burst of motion from the machine. It nudges against Arthur's hole. It isn't until right then, with the pressure against his sensitized slit clench, that Arthur realizes how much he wants this. Merlin's long fingers were like some fucked-up appetizer, and now Arthur wants to feel that big red dildo open him up. Yeah, he exhales, tugging his prick again, shifting his hips back and forth to rub his hole against the dildo. Merlin's eyes widen, and Arthur can hear his next breath. I'm turning the fuck machine on now. I hope you have prepared yourself, he says, failing to sound menacing or authoritative. Do it, Arthur whispers, touching the inside of his thigh with his other hand. It's slow, just like Merlin said it would be. Slow and steady, entering him and pulling out, in and out again, and in and out again. It's so shallow at first that Arthur whines, frustrated. That's good, Merlin says, touching the rim of his hole where it stretches around the dildo. Can you take more? Yes, come on, more, Arthur says, closing his eyes. If he knew where the damn controls were, he'd turn it up himself. Greta's gears get noisy as the reach of the dildo extends, filling Arthur more with that same gentle, relentless rhythm. His breath sucks in sharply when the machine hits its full reach, really fucking him now, all the way in. Adjusting speed, Merlin whispers, doing something that makes the dildo start to move. Then, for a second, Arthur wants to get away from it. It's bearable for the first thrust, but the second pierces him, sliding so fast it feels like it'll keep going and kill him. But then it's out again, and in again. Oh, God, he gasps, his thighs starting to tremble hard. God. Arthur, you okay? You okay? Yes, fuck. Fuck me, that's good. It looks good, Arthur. It looks so good. Wait until you see. The machine sings, and the lube crackles, and the dildo hums into him, and Arthur could really get used to this. It starts to punch the breath out of him every time it snaps into his body, deep and steady and hard. Fuck, Arthur says, noising every time he's full. He feels like he's going to break himself if he keeps tugging at his prick this hard, fisting it brutally, because he needs more friction, wants more skin on his skin, wants more than that cold, hard dildo up his arse. Fuck. Fuck! Then, abruptly, he senses a threshold of sorts, the thrusts starting to feel like they're angling against a bruise, and he says, that's it there, Merlin, there, there. I'm going to slow it down, love, easy, Merlin says, doing something with Greta that makes the pace just right. Open your eyes. Arthur opens them and sees that Merlin is close to him, his hand braced against the table near Arthur's hair. He looks up at Merlin's half-dimpled smile, and his breath hitches. Kiss me, Arthur says. Need. Need. There's a flicker of hesitance. Then Merlin's on him, leaning over his torso, kissing his mouth hard, petting his hair, his face, his shoulders, touching him all over, tonguing him deep. His fingers graze over Arthur's nipple, and Arthur feels something snap inside of him, as if he will truly, actually, absolutely die of being fucked. He's going to die. Gonna come, he stutters into the kiss, his prick going tight and hot in his hand. Merlin pulls back, flushed and bewildered, and glances at the camera, which, Arthur would point out if he could make sense of anything other than announcement of his impending orgasm, was against the rules. Then Merlin grabs the camera off the tripod and comes close, and Arthur thinks about those shows where adventurers dash off into the jungle with a shaky cam chasing after rhinos or bees or pygmies, and then he's coming, screaming with it, his arse biting down hard on the dildo, his cum shooting up and catching him in the face. Oh, shit, Merlin groans. Yeah, yeah. When the machine slows down gradually, the dildo starting to squelch until it's just popping in and out sluggishly, Arthur goes boneless, his knees wide apart, his hands limp at his sides at the table. His breath comes out in low moans, and even though he feels more spent than he's ever felt in his life, his hips keep rocking toward the dildo, arching for it. Merlin looks dizzy, nearly swaying with the camera, as he films Greta's final stop and the trickles of lube that drip out of Arthur's spasming hole. He turns the camera off and shakily sets it on the table, and stands there, in his stupid robes, staring at Arthur. "Was that okay?" Arthur asks when he can. He doesn't want to move, so he holds still, feeling the cum on his belly and chest and chin start to cool. "I don't say this to all the boys, but I want to eat you out so bad I could cry," Merlin says breathlessly, fidgeting with his robes. Arthur laughs, his thighs still twitching. His arse feels bizarre, numb and tingly all at once, his rim stretched and pulsing from the unnaturally hard fucking. He feels amazing. This was better than a massage, better than a runner's high, better than a roller coaster. Merlin hands him a towel. "I have some wet wipes in the storeroom, if you give me a sec. I really need a sec. I have to," he says, waving his hand toward the door. Arthur sits up and finds the Velcro that holds Merlin's robe together and gives it a firm yank that reveals a skinny man in skinny jeans and a tight t-shirt and a hard-on plastered down his thigh that, holy fuck, look at that. "Yeah, sorry, you were just so," Merlin says, taking Arthur's hand and guiding it to his crotch, wide-eyed, like he can't believe what he's doing, but clearly can't stop himself from doing it. "Arthur, you're just really..." Arthur rubs him hard, his palm warming up against Merlin's jeans. He's naked and covered in his own sticky cum, and his arse has been so thoroughly fucked he can feel every bit of skin pressed slickly against the table. But Merlin looks wrecked, eyes half-lidded, hips rutting at Arthur, and Arthur feels like king of the motherfucking world. "You have a really huge cock," Arthur says breathlessly, delighted, because he knows it's going to feel even better than Greta. It's going to feel so good. The end. The Fuck Machine 2, Handheld, a Merlin fanfic by Lola Feist, read by Sophie Nisba. Pairing Arthur Merlin, rating NC-17. Summary. Merlin takes Arthur to his flat to see his fuck machine collection and asks Arthur for some help testing out a new handheld model. Is that a stand mixer? Arthur asks, more scandalized than he's ever been in basically his entire life. Stand mixers make him think of warm scones and old ladies, and definitely not fuck machines and the sweet plastic smell of silicone dildos. Merlin laughs, patting the bright red bullet-shaped top of it. Yes! Brilliant, right? The rotation is perfect for a rhythmic, pumping sort of fuck. I think it's my favorite, but I hate to choose. You know how it is. I really don't. Well, it's like picking a favorite child. Impossible. And it would hurt their feelings, Merlin says, crouching to rifle through a small chest of drawers. Your robot sex toys don't have feelings, Arthur says, wondering if maybe Merlin has been cooped up in his bizarre laboratory of a flat for too long. Merlin glances up at him, eyes crinkled with the most unfairly adorable mix of confusion and amusement Arthur has ever seen. I know. I know you know, Arthur says awkwardly, shifting his weight from one foot to the other. He looks around the room at the mess of junk and adult toys and tools that make it look like Merlin is trying running the command center for an android sexual revolution. Oh! Merlin stands with what looks like a large electrical drill attached to a floppy purple dong. Do you want to try the handheld on me? The what? If she's running smoothly, you can have a turn. No one ever wants to beta test the new ones. Something about the fine print on the waiver. But you don't need a waiver or anything, if it's on me. It's just like a tiny jackhammer, sort of. Merlin flips a switch, and the dong stutters and flops in and out with a noisy whir. I hope this isn't your hard sell. Merlin blinks. They're not for sale. Just to break the resulting uncomfortable not-silence as the dong continues to sway and Merlin kind of frowns, Arthur says, sure, I'll test it out on you. Right as he says it, Arthur starts to comprehend what that actually means. And right after that, he thinks about seeing Merlin naked and fucking him with a drill, and he gets the kind of rock hard that actually makes his dick hurt a little. A lot. Excellent! Merlin sets the toy down and actually claps his hands together once, with a distressing Mary Poppins sort of enthusiasm. Arthur finds it a bit dizzying when Merlin's next move involves swiftly undressing and pulling a small padded bench out from under his work table. He's thin, almost shockingly so, but just wiry enough to look healthy, as if maybe he's a runner or a swimmer, though it's doubtful to picture him doing anything even remotely athletic or outdoors, since he's also uniformly pale and endearingly uncoordinated. "Ow!" Merlin says, rubbing the back of his head where he bumped it against the work table. "I do that every time." "You do that, I mean, you use this, that bench a lot, yeah?" Arthur asks, pretending he's not standing there with a raging hard-on, struggling against the confines of his jeans. He's pretty much given up on not imagining Merlin bent over that little bench, getting nailed by weird fuck machines and really big dildos. "Oh, yeah," Merlin laughs. "How else would I test my creations? Oh my god, that reminds me. This guy tried to test one on a cantaloupe once, and it got stuck and then unstuck and, like, flew across the wall like this fruit crime scene thing. Disaster." "Was this guy you?" "Very funny," Merlin says dryly, handing Arthur the handheld drill machine. "I wouldn't use fruit. The results would be completely inaccurate." The machine is surprisingly heavy. Arthur eyes it warily, avoiding the on switch, because the last thing he wants to do is accidentally turn it on and slap himself in the face with the dong, or poke his own eye out. Merlin squeezes a bunch of lube onto his fingers and starts coating the dong with it, looking like he's giving it a hand job. "Isn't it kind of big?" Arthur asks. "Is it too heavy? See, I was worried about that, but I think as long as you're not doing a marathon session, it should work out. I mean, you can always take breaks, too, and it's really more of an appetizer sort of thing. Everyone wants the big machines for the grand finale, so to speak," Merlin says, fingers sliding and slipping over the rounded, bulky head of the dong. "I meant," Arthur swallows, "the toy, the, dildo. It looks big, and you're..." Merlin watches him owlishly, waiting for him to go on. "Well, you're..." There's really no delicate way to say that Merlin has narrow hips and a bony, cute little arse, and that the toy looks like it might actually kill him, or that Arthur has never fucked another guy, and honestly has no idea how these proportions even work. "Never mind, you're the expert," he finishes. Merlin smiles, clearly pleased with the compliment. "Just tell me if your arm starts to get numb or if it's too heavy, okay? See these little buttons here? It's the speed. Start it on low, and when it's more or less seated, turn it to high." "Seated? You know, in me. All the way in?" Merlin eyes him. "Are you sure you want to do this?" "Of course, yes, absolutely," Arthur says in a rush, nodding. "Okay," Merlin says, smiling again. He reaches around and starts touching his arse, his lashes giving a brief, soft flutter that Arthur can only imagine means he's finger-fucking himself now, getting the rest of the lube in his hole. Arthur nearly drops the drill. "Do you need help?" he asks hoarsely. Merlin flushes pink. "No, I got it. This is exciting," he says. And Arthur can't tell if he means it's exciting because Arthur is here and watching, or if he just gets flustered and radiant every time he's about to fuck himself with one of his bizarre inventions. He doesn't care which it is. He just wants to lean in and kiss Merlin's soft mouth, and it takes every shred of his self-control not to. This is barely a date, more of a behind-the-scenes tour, and definitely not the time for making out. Not when he's about to figure out how to use a handheld, inadvisably large mechanical dong on a guy he wants to impress. "Do I just stay dressed?" Arthur asks, watching Merlin sink to his knees in front of the bench. "Yeah, you should be fine. This is a really thick lube. It's not going to splatter or anything. I mean, if you're worried about the mess, you're welcome to, but it isn't necessary," he says as he slides a yoga mat under his knees. "Oh, it's water-soluble, too, so it won't stain if you get it on your shirt." With that, Merlin widens his knees and perches his elbows on the low bench, and his pale arse exposed and spread just enough for Arthur to clearly see the pinprick-type clench of his flushed, wet hole. "Just leave the power off while you begin," Merlin says, sounding slightly out of breath. "I can help if you need it." Arthur kneels behind him. "Do you need a mat?" Merlin asks. "No, it's fine. I'm going to start now. Arthur holds the drill in one hand and uses the other to line the dong up to Merlin's veer, planting the blunt tip against his hole. It looks impossible. There's just no way. As if reading his mind, Merlin says, "Put your weight into it. I promise you won't hurt me." "Right, here we go," Arthur says, pushing. There's no finesse to it. He applies as much pressure as he can, as slow as he can, and at first Merlin's flesh just dimples, going concave and tight. Merlin hums softly, a low and happy sound. It's the only reason Arthur doesn't stop. Clearly more concerned for the integrity of Merlin's arse than Merlin is, Arthur keeps pushing, and with a satisfying abruptness, the dong's head pries him open, and Merlin's hole spreads and grabs it, rim tight and shiny and pink. God, Merlin breathes out. Good. Further, Arthur. All the way, I can take it. One sec. Spotting the open tube of lube on the mat next to Merlin's calf, Arthur grabs it and squeezes a little more onto the dong. He spreads it around, letting the tips of his fingers slide and nudge at Merlin's stretched, private skin. After that, it's easy to push the dong in, sliding it in and out in short, gentle increments to spread the lube around. As Arthur works at it, Merlin makes quiet, encouraging noises. And it's so fucking hot, Arthur almost forgets that they're supposed to be testing the machine. The toy is slightly flanged at the base where it meets the shiny metal rod that attaches to the handheld motor. Merlin seems to feel it when it reaches the part that starts to widen because he groans. Okay, turn it on. At the flip of a switch, the toy hums to life, pulsing in and out, and rotating a little before Arthur grips it harder to keep it lined up. Arthur gasps, steadying it, startled by how hard and fast it goes from zero to fucking Merlin. The little machine is noisy, almost violent in the way it fucks in short, shallow bursts. Arthur can't hear Merlin groaning or breathing over the sound of the motor, so he reaches and pets Merlin's hip carefully. Are you okay? It's good. A little fast, but good, Merlin says, reaching between his legs to pull on his soft prick, tugging and toying at it until it starts to go thick in his fingers. When he gets hard, Arthur feels relieved, slightly more convinced that he isn't hurting Merlin. With relief comes sharper awareness of his own arousal. Then he kind of hates the fuck machine, because it's getting all the fun. How long do we do this? Arthur asks. Jeez, are you already bored? Arthur flushes, unable to tell if Merlin is offended or teasing him. No, I'm not bored. 4 more minutes, just to, make sure the motor doesn't burn out. Don't tell me it has a built-in timer, Arthur says. Clock on the wall. Merlin nods toward it, tossing his head like a restless animal. Dipshit. It's the longest 4 minutes of Arthur's life. He wants to be drilling Merlin himself, not quick and hard like this. He wants to fuck him slowly, to hug his arms around him and kiss the sweat on his back. He really, really wants to, and it makes him crazy every second he waits to be done. Okay, Merlin says, his voice all thin and breathy. Arthur flips the motor off, and it winds to a slow, aching stop, lube going sticky and dragging Merlin's skin. He pulls the dong out slowly, shocked to see Merlin's hole briefly gape, exposing bright pink, shiny skin inside. Without thinking, Arthur reaches and skims his thumb at the rim, wanting to soothe him. Arthur, I want to fuck you. Merlin twists to look over his shoulder. I don't really... On the first date, I mean. Arthur has his hand on Merlin's warm arse and a heavy, huge mechanical sex toy in his other hand, so it's hard to even process what Merlin is trying to tell him. And he can't decide if it's kind of romantic that this is officially a date, or if it's kind of infuriating that Merlin is cock-blocking him, after putting out to a giant purple inanimate object. So Arthur just asks, "Seriously?" Merlin kneels up and turns and takes the machine from Arthur and sets it down carefully on the yoga mat. He's flushed and trembling a little. "It's just, you know, we met through business, and I like you. I'm kind of a slag, so second date rain check?" Arthur isn't sure how to respond. Luckily, Merlin takes his silence as an opportunity to kiss him, and while he kisses him, he takes Arthur's hand and pulls it onto his cock and urges him to stroke. When Arthur obliges, the kiss gets deep and wet, and Merlin gets noisy, and Arthur lets go of some of the initial disappointment that he isn't going to get any. "More," Merlin says, nearly growling. "What?" Merlin makes a sharp, frustrated sound and takes Arthur's other hand and awkwardly shoves it against his arse. "Here?" Arthur asks into the kiss, as his fingers grab at Merlin's arse cheek and inch toward his hole. "Mm-hmm. But you didn't want to..." "Arthur!" Despite the rampant mixed messages, Arthur hooks a finger into his slick hole and just plays there, the angle too awkward to really finger him. It feels good, though, stroking him off and playing with his arse and making him wriggle and whine and gasp. Like this, with Arthur's mouth on him, Merlin is like a live wire, and it doesn't feel like a science experiment. Merlin shakes when he comes, his arse clenching down on Arthur's finger, wet hot and spasming. He pulls away from the kiss, wide-eyed, looking like he has no idea where he is. It makes Arthur want to pet his hair or stroke his face or something really cuddly and fond, but his fingers are covered in lube and jizz.
I need to wash my hands, Arthur says. Oh my God, did I really say I was a slag?
Merlin's face is all pink.
I swear I go mental when I'm horny.
I liked it. It works out in my favor, you know? Merlin smiles, looking relieved, and they help each other up and stumble to Merlin's little bathroom, where Arthur scrubs his hands clean, and Merlin wipes the lube off his arse and thighs with a bath towel.
You're hard, Merlin says.
Yeah, Arthur says, barely keeping from mentioning that obviously, yes, he is, what with really wanting to have sex right now.
That was hot. Weird, but definitely hot.
I don't mind oral on first dates. Merlin smiles, somehow looking shy despite his nudity and the small array of sex toys drying on a towel in the bathtub behind him. In case you are wondering. Arthur nearly wrenches his fly open.
Oh, thank fuck.
The end.